Today is Saturday, September 10th, and today on Glitch Therapy, we're going to be talking about Destiny 2, Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom for the Switch, Life is Strange Before the Storm, and so much more. Sit back and enjoy this week on Glitch Therapy.
What's up, game heads, and welcome to episode 28 of Glitch Therapy. As always, I'm your host, Armando Burnside, and with me,
Jose Ochoa,
Joel Gao,
and Ben Dupe.
Yes, sir. This week, we're going to dive into some Destiny 2 fun.
Yeah. It's cool. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, as well as some Mario
it's
plus Rabbids.
It's the same.
off the top.
Not all of us are enjoying it, apparently.
Destiny 2?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah. But first, you know, let's talk about how everybody's been doing, man. What you guys been up to?
Moving.
Living alive.
Yeah, moving.
Ben's moving. Yeah. Oh, he moved.
Or moved already, I should say.
Moving, freelance design projects, which is cool. Man, that's it.
I was sore the day after moving.
Oh, man, dude.
Helping you move.
Yeah, it was the worst. We were fortunate. Jose and Mondo both kind of chipped in and got us moved in, like, man, it was like 2 hours.
Record time, baby.
It was crazy. We were so lucky. And we went and got a cat like right after, which was pretty cool. So now we have a team mascot for the podcast.
Yeah, we definitely brought it in under time. We were thinking a couple hours or so, like what, 2.5 hours or so, 3 hours.
Yeah, something like that.
We were done
in
like an hour and a half.
And Joel was a douche. She didn't show up.
That's okay.
It is what it is.
You're not alone there. Neither did several other members of the podcasting network we have here. So. You know,
we got it. We got
that's
it done.
Okay. We got it done. It's not a big deal. So, man, it was good.
Yeah. Moving can take it out of you, dude. How are you feeling so far as getting settled? You feel like it's yours
good,
yet?
Oh yeah, I feel like it's mine. I've been getting used to, like, it makes noises in the middle of the night and it's a lot bigger. So I'm kind of a fraidy cat at night. Like, if I hear noises, I get freaked out, and I have to go search the house and stuff.
You go search the house with a baseball bat?
With a knife.
Or a cactus? You're just like,
paranormal activity.
Yeah, I know, man. It's
You need to watch a scary movie first, and then go ahead and go
watch. I am going to watch a scary
watch
movie
it,
tonight.
And then
you going to it tonight?
Holy fuck.
I'm going
that
to
movie,
it tonight.
That movie is sold the fuck out everywhere, dude. I spent, like, all day looking for tickets tonight. It's sold out at Flicks. It's sold out at the Altoona Theater down the street. I have to go all the way to fucking, like, the one. Well, it's actually close to here, but I forget what it is. But yeah. Anyway,
we bought tickets for like a group of us last week.
Yeah, you're probably not a dumbass like me. And
when it comes to Flicks, I don't fuck around. When it comes
that
to
was
Flicks,
a good
man,
idea.
You didn't buy it. You could probably got them for free.
I've heard good things about this one.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, it's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, it's good. So I'm very excited. We'll probably review it too. I think we're gonna do a special episode for one of the other podcasts, like NCR's bonus content, and just review it. So that'll
that's
be fun.
Sweet.
It's my shameless fucking plug.
See, then you're not going to get any sleep though afterwards. At least, considering you just said you're a scaredy cat. So
see, I'm not afraid of things that aren't real, like clowns.
Right?
No, they're real, I guess. But you know, those kind of clowns. I'm afraid of like. Dickheads breaking into my apartment and stealing shit.
I mean, that's a real fear of it for anybody, I would say. So I don't think you're a fraidy cat for that. You know?
You have a cat to protect
pussy
that.
If you will.
I have a cat to stare blankly into the abyss while I'm getting murdered.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, and then she'll eat you, or he will eat you.
Well, that's the thing, too, about pets. Like, pets will trigger stuff, too. Like, our cat sounds like a person coming down the wooden, down the stairs. Yeah. The stairs are wooden. So when she's coming down, I don't know if she's just because she's a fat ass or if the stairs are just really creaky or what. But
she's probably fat.
As she's coming down, it sounds like a person coming down the stairs. It's fucking scary.
Do you guys, I don't want to get into, like, of course this is a cat podcast, but do you guys free feed your cat, like, just put food out as much as
our cat was getting fat as hell. She still is kind of fat, so we definitely had to pull back and, like, we measure it. We could probably give her like a half a cup, maybe maybe a half a cup in the morning before we leave for work, and then another half a cup when we get home.
Okay. All right. Yeah, cool.
Something like that.
I'm going to note that down and set.
We pretty much free feed ours, but they're just big cats. They're Siberians. So they're almost like the, what is that, mancoon or
they're
almost as big as mancoons.
Those expensive.
You definitely want to measure it out though to some degree because if you just Google it or whatever, based on the type of cat and all that stuff, it could vary. But you should definitely measure it out because otherwise,
Welcome to the cat podcast.
You take them to the vet and then they're like, "Your cat's a fucking like your cat should be called Fat Albert." Like, what the fuck?
This is episode happening? Number Garfield. 28 of Glitch Therapy, the catisode.
No, but you're right though. I mean, our cat runs down the stairs. The both of them will run down, and it sounds like people? It sounds like we got rhinos running around the house. They'll bang into furniture and knock shit over because they're so big and heavy.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for one to scare you like it does me. Like
she just stares at
it
you.
It jumps off the fucking headboard of the bed. And when I was in the middle of the night sleeping and jumped on my chest and ran off. And, and I woke up.
Little shit.
Yeah, my cat doesn't like being held or being on people, so I think I'm good on that, actually. But I don't know, maybe she'll come around.
You're going to sit up in bed, and it's going to be like the sound from like Metal Gear.
Yeah.
It's going to be like.
Nice, I like it.
What was that? And this is a box sitting by your
Did
door.
Do you like know we were going to have this conversation like 2 days ago and like pre-program that sound on your phone?
I had it already.
That's nice. That's nice.
We're going to talk about cats. I'm going to steer the conversation towards Metal Gear and then I'm going to play that song.
Right.
They saw you in the box.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's better than being stung in the neck by a fucking bee. That happened to me on Labor Day.
Did it really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It was fucked up. And I didn't even know it was coming because my daughter was playing on the slip and slide outside, and so I went out to. She was done, and she came in to dry off and stuff. And so I go outside to go and wrap it up so it doesn't sit out in the sun, and, you know. And I'm wrapping it up. I put it away. I come inside. I'm walking through. I take my shoes off. I go downstairs. Like I'm in the shower, you're ready to go go somewhere. And all of a sudden, I feel something like tickling my neck, and I'm like, "What the hell is that?" So I just reach up, you know, not thinking about it, kind of swipe at my neck a little bit, and all of a sudden, I feel something kind of poke me, and I was like, ah, like something bit me or something, or like a really sharp, quick poke. So then I'm sitting there like, oh, what the hell was that? And I'm like, whatever. So I go in the bathroom. I'm like, this is kind of itching now. So I look in the mirror and I kind of put my neck up, and sure enough, you can see like a little something sticking out of my neck. And I'm like
fucking stinger.
Was yeah,
that a honeybee then?
I pulled it out, and it was a stinger on the tip of my finger. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, so what got me? And I'm like looking around like, what was that? So I go in back in the bedroom because we have a bathroom off of our bedroom.
For sure.
Fucking giant fat bee on the ground, wiggling around, dying in our carpet. Yeah.
Shit.
I'm like, motherfuck. Yeah. I haven't been stung since I was like 12 or 13.
I know, man. When I was that age, I got stung in the ear by a wasp, like inside of my ear.
Oh,
fuck that.
Oh, it sucks.
Did it seal up? Nature can suck it.
What's that?
Did it seal up a little bit?
I don't remember, actually.
It swells up pretty good.
That was a bad day for my family, man. My brother was walking in the backyard, and he like stepped. Have you seen Home Alone?
Yeah,
when the dude steps on the nail.
Oh,
my
brother!
Did that. He stepped on a rusty nail like 5 minutes after I got stung.
Please
in the
tell
ear.
Me he had a tetanus.
I don't remember, but we both had a trip to the hospital. Like double trouble.
Yay!
Yeah. We both got injured.
Ooh, fuck
that. Yeah, not fun.
Happy times on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I rode my bike over a wasp nest when I was like 13 or 12.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, I got so full of stings that, afterwards, I can't handle bee stings. Well, bee stings are okay, but when a wasp or a...
Oh, those are worse for sure.
Or a yellow jacket or something stings me, I have an allergic reaction.
Yeah, screw that.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah,
you do have something, actually.
What?
You are playing Uncharted The Lost Legacy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been jamming on that, too. What chapter are you on?
No, I'm not saying I got nothing as I like haven't been stung or anything.
I got that. I was
he
just
has
trying
no
to transition
injuries.
I have been hit by cars.
Smoothly transition.
Oh, shit, really?
Riding my bike, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that sounds about right for you. Riding your bike somewhere? Yeah. Joel's choking on his soda.
I got hit by a car.
I think you win.
Yeah, I think you win that contest.
We'll give that to you.
Yeah, but Uncharted is awesome.
Yeah, what chapter are you on now?
Barely gonna get to chapter 3. I'm still kind of roaming on the whole open map, open world part.
So are you in choking. Like the jungle type area where you're driving around?
Yeah, before that big wide open area in chapter 4.
I'm just enjoying the whole view because that thing is amazing.
It looks beautiful. Really nice.
Yeah. Driving that Jeep is so good, but the gunfight, like you guys said, suck.
Yeah,
it sucks.
I don't mind it. Actually,
it's not that. I mean, it's not as bad, but it's definitely the weakest point of the Uncharted series.
Yeah.
Is the gunplay?
So, yeah,
for me, that I play a whole bunch of shooting games, mm-hmm. that one's like the worst.
It's about on par with other other Uncharted games, though. I mean, like, so mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting anything better.
No, they've never changed it.
Four was worse, actually, when you're going up that damn elevator with your car and they keep throwing the grenades at you.
Oh, yeah.
They always land next to your hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of falling through, because, you know, the thing's full of holes, they stick right next to where your hand is.
It's yeah.
Like, okay, that's logical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I remember that. And then there was... I don't know. There was one like chase sequence in Uncharted 4 too that was kind of a pain in the ass where you're like...
Not the sweet one where you're getting drugged behind the truck in the mud. That was awesome.
That was awesome, but it was also a pain in the ass to play.
I was like, can somebody pull me through the mud so I can try this?
Yeah, yeah, I know, right?
You want to?
It's like a BB gun. It's like...
I agree
Uncle
with
Uncle Paul, I need the truck again. I borrowed it last weekend to move. I need it this weekend. I can't tell you what it's for.
I would love to see some Uncharted fails.
Yeah.
Like, long as nobody's like getting seriously injured or dying or something. Like people trying to do cool shit, like swing from ropes and stuff and just fuck themselves up.
Welcome to Jackass.
Taking shots. Basically,
Johnny Knoxville, let's get him up.
Yeah. I don't think he's doing that shit too much anymore. He's getting kind of old.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him.
Getting old. He probably can't handle some of that shit anymore.
Steve-O. You don't heal as well.
Yeah. Oh, Steve-O got addicted to drugs. He went like
clean all the way. He doesn't do do anything anymore. Yeah.
No, he still will. I've seen him do
like
stunts.
A dare from time to time or something.
Yeah, when he's clean and like he'll get hurt really bad and be like, "Man, I'd love some painkillers right now." And Johnny Knoxville will be like, "Yeah, you kind of traded your card in on that one. You can't really do that anymore." So
yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Lost Legacy was so good. If you haven't played that yet, you need to get on that. It's not very long either. Like I said, it's only like, what, we talked about last week or the week before.
Hours,
like
maybe.
9 chapters, maybe like 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
If you're looking for everything, maybe like around 9 hours or 10 hours, something like that. But
yeah.
Look, good time. I think I put like 13 hours into it because I was finding all the collectibles.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking my time on it, looking for the collectibles, and just I sit down for like 30 or 40 minutes because that's all I have time for every few days, and I just play a little bit. And,
You know, did you say you finished it?
Nope, not yet.
Oh,
I'm on chapter 5,
okay,
maybe, or I might still be in 4.
The finale is pretty good.
it's awesome.
Like some games in the third act, you're like, okay,
they'll
this
fall
is,
off.
It's harder, but it's like this isn't fun. But for some games, it's good. It's
and
fun.
Then, like awesome. I'm really excited for this one because normally by a finale of a game, I'm so fucking tired of playing it that I'm just like, let's just get it over with.
Well, but this Uncharted 4, right? It was so long.
Yeah, but this one's short enough that like I'll actually be excited for the finale. And it's like, oh man, like I'm still into this. Uh-huh. I'm not.
Oh,
like,
so good.
It's perfect.
Slogging my way through it. So.
Yeah,
and I love playing as Nadine and Chloe. I thought they were. They played really well off each other.
Really wonderful back and forth between those two.
Yeah, good banter.
It gets better, too, as you go along.
Yeah.
You start to kind of, you know, I don't want to reveal anything, but you start to kind of see their personalities and their reasons for doing what they're doing and stuff. So even in the beginning, it's kind of ambiguous. It does tie together later.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, keep plugging away, guys.
Cool. I will.
So Jose's been
what does
playing
that, mean?
That was an ambiguous.
Sorry, plugging something else away. Like
I will.
No, I kind of like zoned out. There's a window right behind.
Feel
you
like
now.
He was doing like this behind.
Yeah.
You know, like, I will.
You fucking evil villain.
That was great for our audio listeners because they
as you put your
clearly can't see
you
what
steeple
I'm doing.
Your hands together like an evil villain. They didn't see.
I need to pet the cat.
Doctor Evil. You need
cat.
Mr. Bigglesworth on your side. Yeah,
it has to be hairless though. We know.
Oh shit, man! My wife made fun of me so bad.
You wanted a hairless cat?
No. I was
Egyptian cat.
I was a Target, right? And we were looking for a laser pointer, and we couldn't find one. So we came across some employees. And I was like, hey, do you guys have any laser pointers? And I did the quotes, and no one fucking got it. And my wife was just like, what are you doing? And I explained
Dr.
it to
Evil,
her.
Right?
I explained it to her afterwards.
See, I knew what it was. It's Dr. Evil. Yeah.
She laughed at me for like 30 minutes, because those guys just looked at me with the most dumbfounded, like, why are you putting quotes around
they're
lasers?
Like, so do you really
they were too young.
They're like, so do you really want a laser pointer? Or
Amazon.
Yeah, no, I went to Office Max and found one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was one of those guys that would tap the other dude like, you got this one, and I just walked away.
They got freaking lasers.
Yeah.
With
they,
their quotes
they had
again.
No idea, man. I think they were too young or something.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a sad moment in your life when
super
you start
awkward.
Running into that.
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
Dude, I started watching Ballers on HBO the other day. It is fucking good. That's the one you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's the one that has The Rock, and he's like a sports agent. He used to play for the Miami Dolphins, and they're actually using like the real NFL teams and stuff.
Okay.
And think of Entourage, only instead of a group of guys that are in the like industry for like entertainment. Think of like that, but then put him in this. I forgot the other guy. He's a comedian, a comic relief guy. Make them as the
like scouts or.
Yeah, he used to play, and then he turned into a like you just said, he scouts talent and whatnot. So, and he manages like their finances and stuff. It's pretty fucking good. It's really funny at times, and I don't know. I like this
guy, the bald.
That's the guy I'm talking about. I can't think of his fucking name though.
Yeah,
he's pretty funny.
He's in all those. He's in some of those Judd Apatow movies. I think he was in Hot Tub Time Machine.
He was in the one.
Yeah,
he was in that one. And he was in the one with God dang it! When they had to live together with Cameron Diaz,
the thing with the stuff and the people, the
Married in Las Vegas or whatever, or something Las Vegas.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah,
he's like the best friend. Yeah, but it was really good. He was like the attorney. Yeah, it's pretty good show.
Yeah, I
remember
that movie. Okay.
Check it out.
For sure. Yeah. I'll check it out. I don't know. I got to get HBO first. But,
That's the one where he accidentally marries like a prostitute or something like that?
No, he accidentally marries Cameron Diaz after hanging out with her for one night. No, just two girls.
It's Rob Corddry?
Yes, I think that's who it is.
Yeah, it is.
Then he ends up falling in love with her instead of the other person.
Well, no. So what happens is, not to go deep into the movie or anything, he goes to Vegas because he's like having a down on his luck, him and his buddy, and then they meet Cameron Diaz and her friend who happened to be in Vegas, and they're out because she's an uptight, you know, douchebag kind of thing, and she's about to get married, and then they have a good time hanging out because she's uptight and he's loose and fun.
Yeah.
And then they have a good night, and then they end up getting married when they were drunk, and yeah, and then they end up winning big playing a slot machine before they're like arguing, and then he hits it big, and she's like, ha, I won $1 million, and she's like, well, half it's mine, and then that's how it kind of all plays out, where it's like they don't actually like each other.
Got it.
And pretend to be married to get the money.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah.
Cool.
But anyway, went down a long rabbit hole for that.
Yeah, for sure.
But Ballers is pretty good.
Cool.
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
Ballers is good.
You guys made me do it because nobody knew what I was talking about.
Coming back around.
Fuck,
Ballers.
Man.
Okay. You could have just Googled his name.
Okay, man.
Fuck you guys.
Okay. We've all been there, buddy.
You guys are pieces of shit, man.
Proud of it.
Look here, buddy.
Okay.
So for what we've been doing, it looks like...
Getting a cat,
buying pets,
yep.
Playing Lost Legacy
and
Destiny,
and losing track of what we're talking about because I can't think of the names of movies. Check.
Yeah,
way to go.
Yeah,
that's old age.
Put all of our hands in the middle, and
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. Right. No.
ADHD.
Here we go. I'll take that one. Yeah. Fuck you, Jose. You're trying to go too dark.
I definitely have that.
Fuck that. On that note, let's go to some fucking news. Fuck you, Jose.
Let's do it.
So PAX was like what, September 1st to September 14th in Seattle, Washington. Yeah, PAX is a Penny Arcade Expo. It's a series of gaming festivals held in Seattle, Boston, Melbourne, Philly, and San Antonio. And they happen each year throughout the year. I would say PAX West, which is in Seattle, is probably the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, but... it's basically just another gaming convention, but they look at it more as a festival where it's focused strictly on games, where like E3 has like, you know, news and it kind of gets away from that a little bit sometimes as far as entertainment overall. And same thing with like, you know, some of the cons. So this is like specifically like, you know, we're talking about games, and sometimes some of the publishers and devs will hold off stuff to these smaller festivals.
Yeah.
But yeah, that just like, man, so there was a few announcements. I didn't really pull anything for that, but it was just like, man, it came and went so quickly, and now we have other ones coming up here.
So is this like a smaller version of E3 kind of then?
Kind of, but way more gaming focused.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. With E3, you get a lot of tech too. So.
Oh, I thought E3 was straight up gaming. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's definitely expanded over the years and gotten a bit more than just games going on, but... yeah, that just ended. That came and went super fast, and then we didn't do one last week too, so that we didn't get a chance to talk about that. But
okay, cool. Yeah, we'll have to, like, maybe next week we can
do a recap.
Look at some highlights from that and go over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's something I usually follow really closely. But this year, I guess I was so into Destiny 2. I was like, the whole world just like flew by, and I didn't even notice.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, it'll happen when you're really engrossed in a game, man. I'm gonna be there when like God damn it.
The Alzheimer's.
Part five. No, it's ADHD. Not all, getting so dark, man. Alzheimer's.
It's
dementia.
Part five.
You can't remember because you
have
cancer. I'm sorry.
With Wyoming and crazy rednecks, and you get a pet, parkour.
Far Cry 5.
That's how I'm going to be when Far Cry 5
I love
comes
the description.
Out.
I knew what you were talking about.
I got where you were going when you started.
He said rednecks and parkour. Can I get a game called Redneck Parkour?
My fucking beautiful mind over here. That's what I am.
I was going to say Assassin's Creed 3.
That too.
Will somebody make a game called Redneck Parkour?
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, hold my beer.
It might be a problem because there was a redneck... There was a redneck game back in the 90s where you were killing like... zombies or something with like projectile chickens and I can't remember what it was called. Redneck Rampage. That's it. So there could be a copyright issue if that's still in
effect.
Feel
like that's like the sequel name to Tucker and Dale versus
Evil. I was just gonna say that.
Redneck Parkour. Yeah.
Just running around. Jumping
that's what
over
Tucker
stuff.
And Dale go up against next is parkour rednecks.
Big beards and doing parkour through the bayou.
It's like fucking Jackie Chan meets Jeff Foxworthy over here.
Yeah. Oh man!
All right.
Where are we all over the place this week?
Does a nice parkour move get stuck in quicksand?
Yeah, we got more for sure. Square Enix said that they actually remember that I brought up that download size like 170 gigs or whatever it's going to be for the PC version.
Yeah,
for Final Fantasy 15, I guess they actually the rumor for that they're saying that the download size for that isn't going to be that large and that the rumors were not true and that they're actually. It's not going to be that big. But then when they were asked about it to know how big it's going to be, they wouldn't give a comment.
Well, it's still 100 gigs. It's 100 gigs. It's not 170.
Right.
It's like, what?
I think it was going to be that much, but they're trying to backpedal and say, like, you know, oh, it's not... it's not going to be that big because they heard everybody giving them crap about it. They pulled it back. Right. Then when they were asked about it, they couldn't give a specific amount.
They
could
compress
just beware.
They can compress it somewhat or do something. I'm sure they can figure something out.
Right. So if you plan on getting it for the PC, just be aware it's going to be a pretty big download size.
And this
get
is
it on
what? A disc.
Final Fantasy 15 for the PC. Okay. For PC.
It'll be four Blu-rays. No.
So Final Fantasy 15 is going to be a huge file for PC.
It's going to be a huge load.
Huge load. Why you gotta go with load?
Because that could be a great title later. I don't know. I'm trying to help you out here.
You're always into like moist and load and dripping. You're always into using these weird words.
There's nothing wrong with the word moist. Betty Crocker used it first, and she was a fine woman. A fine woman.
That's right. Okay. Moist cake. There's nothing better.
Okay.
Stop staring at me.
While I'm saying the word moist.
Load.
He looks excited. Jose looks. He's staring at me with bated breath. His mouth is quivering. Ever so slightly.
I'm trying not to say what I'm trying.
He likes it up. He likes the load part. Embarrassed.
I love making you like fucking blush.
It's load. He liked the load part.
Yeah.
Anywho,
it's just going to drop a load.
Well, speaking of loads being dropped as well, Toys R Us could possibly be filing for bankruptcy. Yeah. Apparently, the company owes $5 billion that they owe. Plus, $400 million of it is due next year. So,
that's horrible.
Who do they owe?
Apparently.
China?
China. Everybody owes China. I don't know, man.
The U.S. does.
It makes you wonder, like, where all their funds have been going.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Have they just
been
taking losses every year?
I don't know. You just never know with companies and their CEOs just mismanaging things and, you know, paying themselves giant salaries and stuff. I mean, all that shit that happened with Wells Fargo, you know, a while back. I mean, and that had nothing to do with the CEO, I don't think. But he ended up having to step down because of it or whatever.
Yeah.
They got to find a scapegoat.
Pretty much. Yeah,
that shit's crazy. I mean,
Toys R Us should go digital, you know, go online then.
That's
probably a better way. And then...
That's the thing, though, man, is like businesses like that or... I feel like people just buy toys on Amazon now. They don't really take their kids to... I mean, I'm not a father, but do y'all take your kids to Toys R Us?
I used to when they were small.
Well, yeah, I go there too just to look for collectibles and shit. But
Star Wars toys.
Well, I don't know. I don't really feel like it's necessary to go to a Toys R Us type store anymore, really. I mean,
yeah.
Usually they know what they want and when around the holidays or birthdays and stuff like that or whatever the case may be. But I don't know. Every time I've gone to a Toys R Us, it's not that busy unless it's like Christmas time.
Yeah.
Other than that, the parking lot's pretty empty.
It is, yeah.
And this is a huge ass store. So, I mean, it probably costs a lot to run it and put employees in it and stock it with all the shit it needs. So I don't know. I mean,
it was still pretty busy when my kids were like 5, but that was like over 15 years ago. So
yeah. It's the digital age now, though.
Yeah, people are just buying things online.
There's a GameStop, near you or your Target or whatever, and people still will order a game on Amazon lately. Yeah, it's starting to be more prevalent to do that and then just come to your door.
You get it fast.
The day after it comes out.
Well, plus,
how'd you get it fast?
How'd you get it fast?
No, how would you get it fast if the Toys R Us or GameStop is right, next
people
year.
Are lazy though. It's just the way that things are now.
It's true.
It's
true.
Like I don't know. What's an example of somebody being lazy as fuck? Look, your cell phone.
Yeah,
You know what I mean.
Well, it's not as much lazy, I think, as it is there's issues now with
gas
availability.
The availability of a product. There was Elmo. It would be sold out, and everyone's fucking looking for an Elmo. Now that's non-existent because they make enough and you can just buy them online. So if they don't have any in the stores around you, you go to Amazon and buy them online.
Unless you're Nintendo and you want to put out a SNES Classic or a Nintendo Classic.
And demand.
We always go bring
just jamming thumbs at people's asses.
Yeah.
To punish them.
Well, I mean, they're just trying to create a demand for their product, I think.
I'm starting to wonder if it's just they're just shitty at fucking forecasting things.
Xbox One X did
that's
the
what
same
I'm starting
thing.
To wonder.
Very small I think it's amount intentional. Of pre-orders.
I think it's more of a thing okay, we don't want to put too many and have them just sitting there. Let's temper this and put out this many and see what happens. Ah, shit, we sold them in 2 minutes. Wait, what the fuck you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rainbows?
It does create more demand, though, which is good for the business.
True.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point is everyone's foaming at the mouth for a Switch because they're sold out. People are buying them for $500 off Craigslist, so then when they make more of them, you're going to sell out immediately. That's supply and demand. I mean, you're just kind of trying to manage the market there or whatever. I feel like that's what they're doing.
There's that old adage, you always want what you can't have.
Yeah, exactly. Too, so. Yeah. Yep.
I've seen a couple Switches here and there. I thought about picking up just in case friends or somebody wanted it, but knowing me, I'd be sitting on them for forever. Unless I hawked them on eBay or something like that.
I bought mine off Craigslist.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, but I paid a little extra for it, not much.
They're available again, though, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought Target when it and first came out, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Netflix, I was going to let you guys know, too. Netflix has just a year, maybe a year and a half left of their Disney contract that they have with them to have Disney shows and movies on their service. So,
bummer.
If you haven't watched the Marvel shows or anything like that, you get on that shit because I think, in 2019, Disney launches its streaming service. And that shit's going bye-bye off of Netflix.
Because I had heard that Netflix was trying to do some kind of contract with them because they wanted to Star Wars.
Yeah, they're trying to. As of right now, it's not looking like that's going to happen.
I saw
something a day ago.
Last I heard, they were trying to negotiate a contract just to have access to the Marvel and Star Wars shows and movies, like Rebels and even the animated Star Wars and animated Marvel stuff. It would make sense, but I can see if I'm Disney. Man, DC is starting their own streaming service. They're starting a live-action Titans show. We're going to see our first live-action Dick Grayson in that show ever, and you won't be able to watch it unless you have DC's streaming service. So I can see Marvel wanting to match that. And it's going to get to the point here where, you aren't going to buy cable anymore because all of these companies are just going to have their own streaming services, and your cable bill is going to be replaced by six streaming services.
Yeah,
yeah.
The cool thing about that too, though, if it goes down that way, which looks like that's where it's going, you'll have dozens of streaming services, and then the more that the market gets saturated with those, then they'll be forced to start undercutting each other.
Yep.
To bring people in, which means we all win.
Yeah, with competition's always a good thing.
But it will make things a little weird because who's going to want to have five streaming services? I mean, I have, two right now.
You have, I'll just guess, you have Netflix, you have HBO Go, you have Hulu?
Yeah, I have those three. But I have HBO because I have cable still, which I'm getting rid of cable probably pretty soon here because we have a small package to watch my sports and stuff. But
we have Amazon because we're Prime.
Said small package.
All right, Jose's small package?
Fuck you.
Is that who we're talking
about? Do you have Amazon?
No.
No, no.
Amazon Prime.
But we have that because we have Prime.
Have you watched
exactly?
The,
yeah.
Have you Tick? Watched The Tick yet?
I watched the first episode. It seemed pretty interesting.
Really? I've heard it's awesome.
Yeah, I've heard good things. So
I think I have Prime too. So I'm gonna have to jump into that after I go see it and I bring my spirits down a little bit from
bring
from
you
being
some red
terrified.
Yeah. Prime is awesome because you get your shit real fast and it's reliable. I mean,
if
it will
you
come.
Order enough stuff.
Yeah, well, we order a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so it's probably good for you. I thought about doing it before, but I don't order enough. I go through like spurts where I'm like, okay, I'm ordering a bunch of crap for a couple of months, and then I just die off for the rest of the year. I don't
for
order
sure.
shit.
Yeah, my wife does it for her work, so she orders a lot of stuff that she needs for her job. So
yeah, I don't think it's
that
worth it
sense.
For me. I honestly don't, but we'll find out. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out if I'm actually kind of wasting money or if I'm making money.
Right.
I don't order that much online though. I like to shop local. So
same.
Well, yeah, I got like two more things and I'll let you guys take it away. But American Horror Story Cult started on September 5th, which was like this past Tuesday. I know you like horror, Ben.
That's the one with the where the picture where it has like a hive, like a beehive
in
a person's
head.
Yeah,
this is like season 6 or 7, I think. I can't remember which one it is, but that show, man, if you are light of heart as far as like just like gore and just straight up like someone getting their throat slit and then, you know, them gurgling and holding their throat and stuff like that, it's pretty graphic. So if you can't handle that kind of shit, just don't watch one of those.
I'm really weird about this, but I was never able to watch anything past season 1 because I just can't get over, like, I got attached to these characters in this cast and then they're recast in different roles.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know. It doesn't.
It's a good and bad thing.
Yeah. And I'm sure I could go back now and try and rewatch it, but just jumping into binge watching season 1, then trying to binge watch season 2, I lost interest. So
I thought it was kind of cool how they kept the same cast, but just flipped them around. So like they changed the season. Every season is different. And they keep the same cast, and they just play different roles in each season. So, I don't know. There's some good ones in there in the last 6 or 7 seasons. There's a couple in there. And I was like, like the last one last year, Hotel. I couldn't get into that. Abby and I, my wife, we were like, don't like this one. So we just skipped that one for a couple
season
episodes.
Season 1 was amazing.
One was probably the best in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought that was so good. And it sucked, man. I wanted to see that story keep going, but I guess it's just like a really long movie.
Mind
pretty
fucking,
much. Yeah.
Definitely. And the last thing I got is just everybody be careful. Check your credit stuff because Equifax was hacked and 143 million consumers had their information leaked. So if you have, you know, you may want to, I think Equifax is doing something on their website right now where you can go on there and check your information to see if you were part of that 143 million people that were hacked. So
scary.
Check that because Equifax has is heavy on your information. They have like social security number, they have driver's license number, all kinds of sensitive information because they are a credit bureau. So check that if you have not done so.
They know who hacked them? I mean, China's hacking a lot of things.
I didn't look too deep into it, but
they hacked the federal government a little bit ago.
This happened maybe a couple of days ago. I want to say maybe within the week or less for sure.
I got a call, man. Like, these people call me saying that I had a cash advance that I never paid from like 10 years ago, and they had my social. I'd never in my life taken a cash advance. And like, they're talking about suing me and shit. And like,
okay, that's a scam. You just hang up on them.
Yeah, and I know collections a lot. Like, I know you can't sue me unless you've sent me some. Like, you have to serve me with papers and shit.
Right.
So like, I mean, like, but it freaked me out because they had my social. Like,
contact the FTC.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just blocked the number.
Yeah,
just
you're
got
fine.
On with it, so.
But if they know your social security number, you should contact the Federal Trade Commission. They have a thing to help protect you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
With fraud. But it's not a lot that they can do, really. I mean, you can go to Social Security. They can't give you a new number because your old number is still going to be out there.
Right, yeah.
So it's...
It is what it is. I mean, I just ignored it, man. If someone's going to sue me, they're going to send me legal papers or whatever. So, yeah.
Send me the papers.
Yep. Send me them papers. So,
you guys got anything?
Yeah, I got a few things. So, James Gunn teases 2020 release date for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2020. That is not that far away, actually.
That's kind of far away.
I don't know. Doesn't it's feel that far
two
away.
2 years.
2 years.
At least. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but we got
this year's flown like by, though.
I mean, we got Infinity War Part 1 and 2 between those two.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of teased the fact that this movie is going to open up like hundreds of new characters for Marvel movies, like intergalactic characters and stuff. So I really think after we're done with Infinity War, they're going to get weird and like start making like intergalactic Marvel movies.
They
That's
should.
What we're going to get into really comic booky stuff. So,
good, good.
Yeah.
They were talking about the same thing like that with the Deadpool situation. They've already started getting the second one. Not second one, but is it X-Squad? No.
Oh, X-Force. Yep.
X-Force.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're and that was
getting that going already too. We talked about that. So
yeah, that was on awesome. My list of news.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'll go right into it. So Drew Goddard is directing the X-Force movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did bring. Oh, I'm sorry. The Martian, World War Z. He was the writer for Cabin in the Woods, which is a really great
movie.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite horror movies.
Love it.
He was the producer for Daredevil, and then he also wrote a lot for the Daredevil Marvel.
It's a good pedigree.
Not the Ben Affleck one, right?
It's a good pedigree.
No, the Netflix one. The good one, yeah.
Okay.
He also was executive producer for Defenders.
Mm-hmm.
10 Cloverfield Lane. I mean, this guy's done some good stuff. So
they're in good hands.
Yeah, yeah. So I think he's definitely like he's familiar with the comic book movies and stuff. So yeah, I'm excited though.
Nice.
I think it'll be good.
I love that part in Deadpool where he goes to the X mansion, you know, and he's like, where is everybody? You guys not have enough budget or something?
It's almost like the studio couldn't afford to pay more for more X.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah. So next thing I got, Raikou is now available on Pokemon Go, which is the newest legendary Pokemon. I know you guys aren't into Pokemon Go, so I'll leave it at that, but it's pretty cool.
Yay!
Raikou?
Yeah.
Does Entei the other one? Or just
Raikou? Just Raikou right now in the U.S. I know the other ones are available like in other areas, but for our area, it's
you've peaked Hosei's interest.
You know Entei's not even a real Pokemon?
It's not. Why? Tell me more.
He's a mythical one that he's like technically doesn't even... He's not even in the Pokemon universe. He's
really?
A fictional, made-up... But he's still considered a legendary.
They're all fictional and made up.
No, because
I don't know if anyone told you that.
In the series,
they're real, man.
All the legendaries except for Entei. Entei like is made up from a girl's mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Well, you can catch him in Pokemon Go, but not in the U.S. So
the
not if you're
only in Japan.
Are you catching them all?
Yeah,
I haven't even played it.
So sayonara to them.
I'm getting close. I caught one.
Fail, Jose.
I caught a Raikou and I named it Charlie. So
you named it what Charlie?
I named it Charlie after my cat because a Raikou is like it's like a feline Pokemon.
Yeah. I have a Pidgeot named Hipster.
A what?
I have a Pidgeot named Hipster.
What's a Pidgeot?
It's a bird.
Okay.
It's yeah,
like a pigeon.
It's
kind of like a
bird.
Pigeon. Okay.
It shits on your head.
Makes sense.
It shits on your enemies' heads, or
yeah. No, I don't know if it shits on your enemies' heads. That'll be a sweet attack.
It's a pigeon too.
Where'd you get him at?
Downtown.
Shit,
I need
to go
downtown.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a good place in urban areas. So, next thing I got for news: the VP of marketing of Bethesda kind of let something slip on a new announcement, and then kind of tried to cover it up. She posted something on Twitter or something, and was like, "Something new is coming out very soon from Bethesda," and then she deleted it real quick afterwards. So,
what do you think it is?
I have no idea. I was going to ask you guys what you think.
Death of the Outsider,
Fallout 4 for Switch. You think?
Well, there's
maybe
that, but I mean, well, that Fallout 4 I thought was already announced that it's going to be going over to the Switch. Possibly,
I don't know.
I don't know
because there's been rumors for like a while now, and that they're going to do that, and they have some kind of like a Nintendo tie-in, of course, where you can get like you know some Legend of Zelda stuff, possibly like you know like the Master Sword or
that'd be cool,
some tunics and shit like that. You know,
yeah, so, that'd be cool.
I don't know for sure.
With radiation protection.
One could hope that it's either going to be Fallout or their other big one. What am I going fucking
Could
blank?
Be Fallout VR for the
Bethesda.
PlayStation.
What else does Bethesda make? Bethesda games. I am looking on
Skyrim?
YouTube.
Skyrim.
The Elder
Thank
Scrolls.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oscar.
Yeah, we've been Skyrimmed out. I mean, that's in so many different.
Well, think about when 5 came out though. Skyrim 5 came out like 6 years ago.
That was 2011.
Okay, so 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's Skyrim, the Elder Scrolls, right?
Close. I was on point, baby.
You were.
You were.
Yeah. So,
so it could be that. I mean, that's they usually leapfrog each other. It's usually, you know, Skyrim, and then they'll do Elder Scrolls, and then they'll do like a Fallout, then they do an Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, there were rumors about a new Elder Scrolls game, but
whatever it is, she wasn't supposed to say it though.
She's like, been fired.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but she took down the post. So,
yeah.
And last thing I have is Suicide Squad 2 found a director finally. So, yeah, I guess if you like that movie, Gavin O'Connor, and he has done I linked the IMDb and then I deleted it. So, Gavin O'Connor has done a movie called Warrior. He directed The Accountant, Pride and Glory. The
Accountant was cool.
Miracle. I don't really see Jane Got a Gun.
Wasn't Warrior was the one with the brothers that were fighting in the USC kind of thing? Wasn't
no
it?
Idea. I've never seen it. Oh yeah, it looks like it though on the cover. There's two buff UFC looking guys.
Yeah, like they're two brothers and then fighting in like a UFC fight or whatever.
So yeah, it sounds like that's gonna have a sooner release date. And DC just has a shitload of films on the slate, so I don't even know what they're doing over there, man.
I'm excited for some of the stuff they're doing, but I wish they had more continuity and just tying stuff together better. I guess we're just spoiled because of Marvel. Marvel spoiled us with their whole, you know, their universe they built, and then they did it. They crafted it so well, and had a clear, concise plan as they released each one. Got you to know each character first, and then they put them together, and then you know, and then they started blowing out these big battles. Now we have Infinity Gauntlet coming. And then you look at DC, it feels like they're just kind of all over the place.
Well, I think
it makes me mad because I love DC.
They're trying to do what Marvel did, and I think they fucked up. And now they're trying to maybe, because I can see, like, they don't want to do the same thing Marvel did.
No,
because,
like, to.
So I think what they're trying to do now is they're maybe trying to make some just one-off movies.
Sure.
And give the movie to, like, an auteur, like a director, and be like, hey, do your thing with this. You don't have to worry about dropping Easter eggs or making it fit in the timeline. Just make a Joker movie. And I'm okay with that, man. If they if that makes a good movie, like, whatever. I don't care. If I don't need a giant cinematic universe. If you just want to make, like, I love the Christopher Nolan Batman movies. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with the fact that Superman doesn't exist in those. They were shit. Or they were just amazing movies. Just so good. So, I don't know. I'm okay with that type of stuff. But I just want them to get their shit together.
I would like see a Justice League that actually is awesome. But
yeah, I would too. Hopefully we will in November. But
yeah.
So, that's all I got for news, though. So.
Anybody else?
Nope.
I got nothing. New?
Well, I guess we can just move on. Let's talk about some games then.
Let's do it.
Games.
Ooh, it feels good to slide into some Destiny 2 after not playing it for, I don't know how, like, what, 3 years since the other one came out? Since, was it 14? 2014?
I don't know. I think that's about right.
Yeah.
I never played Destiny 1, so I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I mean,
not
it's a good and a bad thing. I mean, I don't know. I think Destiny did a great job for the most part, but it wasn't what it should have been when it came out. And that was what most gamers were crying foul about because it felt really repetitive. And
it had no story.
Yeah.
I think Activision had too much say in the development of that game because they just like cut so much stuff out of it and said, let's put it all in DLC and then try to resell it over and over again.
And I hate that model because, I mean, it's like, what else can you do that with? Can you sell somebody a car and take one of the wheels off and try to sell it to them later? I mean, that doesn't work.
Speaking from experience, that does not go over very well.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, give me the whole fucking car. Give me the whole cake. Don't take four slices out and then give it to me later.
Yeah,
But they've
that also does not work very well.
They've come through, though.
I've dealt with some very unhappy people.
Right? I don't know.
Who tried to get 3/4 of a cake sold to them.
It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I mean, I get it from a business standpoint, wanting to do that. But if it's actual story that was already in there, just leave it in there and make some new stuff on the side.
Yeah,
for actual DLCs. So.
Yeah. Seems like that's what they're doing this time. I mean, they really got a story this time, and it's much more interesting. It's more cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. For me, there have been like little Star Wars moments, like when I was a kid and I watched Star Wars and I would cheer out loud. There have been a couple of those moments in this game where I've gone, yeah, woohoo, you know, that's awesome. So, I mean, I'm thoroughly enjoying the game. So,
cool.
The story part definitely is probably the big draw for me in this one. It just feels way more epic overall. Yeah. You feel like there's really a real protagonist and there's, you know, an antagonist this time around.
Definitely.
Where it doesn't feel so, I don't know, it felt kind of wishy-washy before. Like, you knew you were the good guys and stuff, but it's like sometimes you kind of lost sight of, like, what you were really fighting for.
Why are we killing all these creatures?
You know, what did they do exactly? Why is this important? And so on. So if there's not that weight behind stuff, it kind of feels like you're just doing whatever. And so this time around, they made clear who the big baddie is right off the bat. And he takes your light away, which is like, you know, your power and your abilities, and kicks you off a cliff in the beginning of the cutscene. I'm not ruining anything. This is right in the beginning. And from there, you're like injured, and you got to, you know, the tower, which was their hub from the first game, is just completely destroyed. Like, these guys come in and they plan an attack against them and take everybody out pretty much. And so, similar to like kind of a Star Wars kind of thing, the last remaining, you know,
Jedi,
Guardian, the Guardians. Yeah. Yeah. The last remaining Guardians, they all kind of meet up at this farm on the moon.
You're Luke, but you're not whiny.
Yeah, on a planet, and they're just kind of there, and it's like this, just a hodgepodge little farm area, and they're kind of like licking their wounds and getting back up to par, and it's really good, and it draws you in right away, and you know exactly what your motivations are and who the fuck you need to go and kill.
And all the voice acting is top-notch so far. So
Nathan Fillion,
Oh, Nathan Fillion's in it.
He's in
it.
Yeah.
I'm always a fan of him.
He's awesome. Six.
Yeah, Cade. I just ran across him. I was playing today for a little bit by myself, and...
you went on to Nessus?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's so good.
Nathan Fillion would have been the perfect person to play the Tick, I think. Mm-hmm. He'll never get cast as a big Marvel or DC superhero because he's just too campy. But I think like something like the Tick, where it's a little like campy or whatever, that would have been perfect for him.
I think he's totally campy. So
he would have been even better as Nathan Drake a few years ago, you know, and just have him just get buff, kind of like what Chris Pratt did, and just lose a little bit of weight and stuff.
I don't know, though, man. I think Chris Pine would be a good Nathan Drake. He's the guy who played in Wonder Woman as her boyfriend or whatever.
I can't see him doing it.
Chris Evans could do it.
No.
Chris, he's too much.
I can only see him as Kirk now.
Yeah, I can see Chris Evans doing it. Basically, fucking anyone named Chris could do it. That's all the fucking Chris's, just... That's the casting call. Your name has to be Chris, and you have to be a dude. And you can be Nathan Drake, so...
Yeah. But, yeah, it's really good. I'm enjoying it. I think it really helped that I didn't play, like, a lot of the DLCs that came out for the first game. I played the first one, and then I didn't get into the last two, which was, like, where the bread and butter was in the previous game. They really got their shit together by the time those DLCs came out.
Mm-hmm. And the Taken King is when they finally put a story in, and they changed your ghost, the voice of the ghost, went from, what was his name? The guy from...
It was the guy that played Tyrion.
From Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, figured his name, but yeah.
Well, they change it over to Nathan. What's the guy's? He does all the voice acting.
Nolan?
Nolan, that's it, Nolan. Mm-hmm. They change it over to Nolan. And so I think he's still voicing the character this time around. But anyway, they changed a lot of stuff around. They actually added story where there wasn't story before. So if you played through the game again, you'd see stuff that you didn't see before. And
oh, cool.
And I played through that. So I guess the last time I played was probably a little bit over a year ago.
Yeah, okay. It was Nolan North.
Nolan North, yeah.
Did y'all notice many differences between the closed beta and the finished product? In terms of just like, I know obviously finished product's much bigger, but in terms of like gameplay style, anything like that, were the mechanics pretty similar?
It was the same to me. I didn't see any differences. I'm sure there was some polish that was done or some pretty behind similar. The scenes stuff, but
you get engrams drop now and stuff. Depending on your level, they start turning blue or purple.
Okay.
And maybe even gold. I haven't seen any purple or gold drops yet, but I have gotten some gold, some purple engrams finally, because I'm 20, level 20.
How much is this sucker going to cost me, this game? 40, it's 60 60. Bucks?
It's a full-on game, but I mean, people have to temper the fact that, I mean, it is an action role-playing game, and it's online pretty much only, so... even if you're playing by yourself, there are people online in the world, so like, for when I was playing alone today, there was like, you know, as you're going to do like a story mission... there may hop up on your map that, oh, there's a live event happening over here. It's going to happen in 2 minutes. You better get over there if you want to be a part of it. And you'll get over there and you'll be the only one standing there for a moment. Or maybe there's guys already standing over there that are like online too. But none of you are playing together. But for a short moment, you guys are like teaming up to take down some of these guys for a second and complete this task.
Yeah.
And get the the loot or whatever at the end of it, you know, and people are dying and stuff, and guys that I don't know are resing me back up and stuff and everything.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah, there's good team play.
And then you get done, and then I'm like, all right, well, cool, see you guys later, and then I just go off and do what I was doing to begin with, you know.
Or they or people just start dancing with each other.
This is the one where it's like you're playing a single player campaign, but then it'll kind of morph into an online multiplayer, and then you'll go back to single player seamlessly or whatever.
Or you can follow those guys around if you want to. Who knows whatever the fuck they're doing?
See,
but
that's
you can
interesting
follow
to me. That's like a different experience that I've never, because it's a pretty standard FPS. Like, I mean, so putting a different spin on it, I think, is what sells it for me.
Yeah,
and you can join with a couple of friends after the first couple of missions. You'll actually be able to play co-op with friends. So,
oh yeah, that's cool.
Have you guys unlocked the to make a clan yet?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we made one already.
Full frontal.
You haven't even added me.
Full are you on there? What now?
Full frontal nerdity. It's
full
called.
Frontal nerdity, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mondo came up with it.
Yes, I dig
and
it.
And we have an episode titled, gentlemen.
Yeah, we didn't open it up to everybody yet. It's just a private one, but yeah.
Okay.
We're cool. Enjoying it. Enjoying it a lot.
San Jose an invite. And
yeah, we'll get him in there.
Cool.
Yeah, I think Bungie did a great job, though. I mean, and you get the feel of Halo once in a while when you're playing through it. If you're a big Halo person,
it's getting pretty epic.
Every now and again, it kind of blends it. Like, I'm like, I feel like I'm playing Halo first.
That's what throws me off.
Why? It's a good thing.
Because
they're throwing Easter eggs.
The one thing I'm not liking about the Destiny is when they're shooting at you, they're pretty much using the needlers, the stupid gun that shoots needles at you, but they fucking track you around.
Oh yeah, that's those particular fallen.
Yeah, they kept following you, and they'll just hit you. But in Halo, you get to use your jetpack to like quickly go right or quickly go left to avoid it.
Mm-hmm. And you'll unlock something.
I tried to do that, and I'm like, damn it, it just keeps hitting me.
That's because you're too low of a level. You'll actually unlock some stuff that'll let you dodge.
Yeah, I just turned like levels. I think I'm like 16 and a half, and then I think my light is like 190 or 180 or something like that. So I'm getting up there. I'm chasing Joel, of course, but I mean, we're having a good time with it. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Good news, you get your Sparrow at level 20. So
yeah, I've been running around, so that sucks. But yeah, I would definitely say the pluses for the game. I would want to put this caveat in: if you didn't like Destiny 1, you're probably not going to like Destiny 2. Even with the small tweaks they've done and listening to what players have wanted from the first game, they did all that stuff. But if you didn't like Destiny 1, it is the same game for the most part, but just blown out bigger, better story, more to do, overall epic feel, more epic feel to it, I should say.
They've made great improvements, but if you didn't like the first one, stay away.
It's still rinse and repeat with the first one, so
okay.
Just be aware. It's not going to change your life.
If you didn't play the first one, then the second one is fine for new players,
I'd say, yeah, it's better.
Yeah,
and definitely in the show notes we have a gameplay trailer linked. So if you want to get online and check out some Destiny 2 gameplay, just check in our show notes, and that'll give you a good idea before you buy it too. So, do you guys think it's worth the $60 you paid for it?
Oh, I do.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But keep in mind though,
you didn't
pay so for
much.
It.
Did you even like the first one though?
I paid the first one for like a couple hours.
But did you like it though?
No.
There you go.
That
disclaimer was for you.
I'm loving it. I'm getting lots of hours out of it. So
you are.
I'm definitely getting my money's worth.
Let's talk ratings, 1 to 10. What do you guys think?
I'm giving it a 9 so far.
I'd say that's fair.
9 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
based on the beta and the gameplay I watched, I'd probably go 9 for what it is. I think it's a really solid FPS with a couple good tweaks on the genre or whatever
the shooting's really solid. The guns have weight.
More fun with friends. Like I've been playing alone here and there, but then it's even fun to like team up with Joel or our friend Michael or whatever and just run through stuff together. It's a good time. I'm enjoying
it. You guys
let
me know when you do that because I'll jump online too. And
okay.
Yeah.
We got it on the Xbox One, so.
It's so easy.
Oh, shit. Never mind
though.
Yeah. I do PlayStation, so.
Womp womp.
I mean, I have Xbox One, but I don't have Xbox Live. I don't do.
Damn it, Ben.
So, yeah.
We're going to talk after the podcast.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
We're talking on the podcast.
I may have to rent it on.
Like we're talking now.
I may have to rent it on the PlayStation just so I can
just
help you out.
Just to see it.
Yeah. Do it, man.
Yeah. Should we talk about some Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle?
Let's do it, man.
Fun.
We're not doing a sound here. We're just.
This is really awkward situation.
I'm just laughing because he's like sliding with the fun.
Fun. You sound so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. This game, it's really weird to mesh these two things together. Like,
yeah, I don't know how I feel about this, honestly, man.
On paper, it shouldn't go together, but in actuality, when you're playing it, it goes together really well. Actually,
it looks pretty cool. Actually, if you like the turn-based strategy type games, and like XCOM,
and yeah. I don't,
and that's basically what it is. It's a tactical shooter. If
they had made this like a side-scrolling or open-world fun Mario game like I'm used to, I would be totally in. I would be down to clown with this game, but I'm not with the turn-based Mario shit.
It's probably not for you.
It's turn-based tactical.
Yeah, man.
And it like
and it's hard.
It's really weird at first to even see Mario running around with a gun. Like, yeah. When does Mario ever have a gun in his hand?
You have, like, Gatling guns and
super weird
like laser never. Guns.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, man, you're going to see, like, Mario, like, without a shirt on and holding a machine gun in one hand with a... Well,
but this is Ubisoft.
Big blonde on the other arm.
Showing his tattoos.
Standing, like, an 80s movie cover, you know,
it
Rambo.
Sounds like you're just describing, like, Duke Nukem.
Right? Yeah, that's going to be Mario, but you're going to have Mario's head on his
He's
head.
He's like, let's-a-go. He takes you to the back room.
Baby. Let's-a-go, motherfucker.
You gotta say it like a stereotypical
Let's
plumber.
A go, motherfucker.
What are you waiting for? Christmas.
Let's a go. There you. There. That's it. Right
he looks
there.
At the girl like, pull down your pants. Yeah.
God, well, please never give us a Mario sex scene.
No, you're not gonna see that because it's not a Nintendo game so much. Nintendo's allowing
them to use the property.
Them to use their assets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, even the characters that are playing alongside Mario are actually Rabbids that are dressed up like Princess Peach. And
yeah, I saw the clip of like. The rabbit kind of scoffing at Princess Peach's outfit, you know, she's like, she's wearing a dress too. And she's like, who is this bitch? Like, you know, it's kind of a little cat fight between the two.
Right.
Or bunny human fight. I don't know. Whatever.
The only thing about this game that really gets to me is like maybe this is a nitpick, but the fucking plot, like why even make a plot to this? It's already outlandish as it is putting the rabbits with the Mario characters, but like the plot of it is just super stupid. Like for lack of better words, it's just dumb.
Well, it's supposed to be funny, though, and just ridiculous.
I wouldn't even have made a plot for it. Just be like, all right, they somehow got into their world. Let's just here you go, enjoy.
Should this just be like a mobile game? I feel like this should just.
No,
be
I don't think it'll work. Well, it might work actually.
It could.
I just don't feel phones. Like this deserves to be a console game. I'm not interested by it at all.
It's really fun though. You should check it out.
Yeah, is it fun? Mean,
they're giving it really good reviews.
Yeah, everybody's liking it for the like.
Oh, hey man, you know that.
But they're saying
if people like it. That's cool.
But they're saying it's hard. I mean,
it can be for sure.
If you lose a character, you have to replay the match again.
Okay.
Not the whole game, just the match.
The match.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's no permadeath like in. The XCOM games, but okay. So that's a good thing. But the bad thing is you have to replay, and then you also have to like level up your weapons and goods with money that you get in the matches, and you're eventually going to run out of money. So that means you'll have to go back and play old stuff again. But you're going to be playing it with your leveled up characters, which means it's easy, and it's not a challenge. So it just seems kind of like a waste of time.
Oh, okay.
So there were some nitpicks, but for the most part, there was a lot of fun, crazy humor, and it is challenging, but...
It's getting a lot of favorable reviews.
It sounds like if you're into this type of thing, like turn-based tactical stuff, like you're probably going to enjoy
it. Like, for instance, if someone's behind cover, it doesn't go deep into it either. It just touches tactical just enough
to
scratch that itch for you, but also fun enough where it doesn't feel like XCOM for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, cool.
And so you can look at a character behind a wall and you'll plot like where you want to get so you can get an angle to shoot him. And then based on whatever kind of cover they're behind and what kind of weapon you're using, it'll say like, you know, 50% exposed or 100% exposed or whatever the case may be. And then you kind of get an idea like, okay, I need to move my guy over here. And you take turns. So it's my turn. I move a guy over here, take a shot. Then, oh, it's their turn to do something. And they're kind of like, you're trying to get in a position and stuff.
So, well, it's even crazier than that. You can just bounce off of Princess Peach and then land on the guy that's on the other side of the wall and, oh, wow, and slam him. And
it's a lot of crazy stuff. if you're interested in that stuff and tactical games like that and just more of a lighter version of it, and you have a Switch and you kind of, you know, you're done playing Zelda and you're kind of done playing some Mario Kart, you want something new to play, just something to try, rent it or something if you want. Or, I mean, it's a good game. It's getting pretty good reviews. Metacritic gave it an 85 out of 100.
Nice.
Destructoid, 7.5 out of 10. Game Informer, 8.5 out of 10. GameSpot, 9 out of 10. IGN, 7.7. So, I mean, of course, Nintendo World Report gave it a 9 out of 10.
Of course.
I don't know if that's attached to Nintendo. It's being received favorably. So check it out if you're interested in that and you need something new to play.
Yeah, if you like XCOM, games, you'll like it.
Has anyone actually played it here?
Nope.
No, since I don't have a couple Switch, of buddies at work,
okay, they're enjoying it, apparently. It came out, it's been out for a little bit. August 29th, so it's been out for like almost 2 weeks now.
Cool. But it looks like it could be fun. I mean, I'd probably enjoy it. I'd probably rent it if I had a Switch.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Something to check out. Faux show.
All right, cool.
Last but not least, Life is Strange Before the Storm. That is out. Came out August 31st of this year, so what, like last week, wasn't it? Yeah, last week, like Tuesday or something like that. Graphic adventure. So if you guys are digging that kind of thing, this game is really good. The first game wasn't too bad. My daughter really took to it. She's been banging through like all these like Gone Home and Edith Finch. She's been playing all of these. Like I gave her a couple of those to play. I downloaded them, and then like she's like, this is like my favorite genre now. I love indie games and all this stuff. So I was like, oh, okay,
well, have at it.
Yeah, so I downloaded this one, and she's really enjoying it. I didn't realize Square Enix had a hand in this series.
I didn't,
which
either.
Is pretty cool. Yeah, and the developer is Deck Nine. I don't know.
I've never heard of them before. Yeah. So,
but they knock it out of the park, dude. It's a little bit different than the first game, because in the first game you have the ability to rewind, like kind of something will happen and you can change the timeline.
Yeah, you can rewind time.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then redo it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that this time. You're stuck with whatever decisions you make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. And you play as the protagonist, which is Chloe Price, and so you assume her role. She's a teenager.
Angsty teenager.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
She's angsty as fuck.
Yeah, she really is. Yeah. It seems kind of like a Telltale almost.
Sort of, a little bit.
Meets turn-based RPG, meets like environmental interactions.
Yeah, you know? Very story-driven. You know, you can kind of wander around at your leisure and things of that nature, so it's not really sitting anywhere and having to like do like Telltale where this like everything's happening for you and you just pick stuff.
The gameplay I was watching, man, I was so pissed because like I kept waiting on something exciting to happen, and every time like she would almost get in a fight, the fucking person playing would choose like walk away instead of fight. And I was like, just do something exciting, fight this guy, man.
Yeah, that's not what I watched. I watched her like put a bully in his place just by being a smartass. So she's got like a smart mouth.
Can you actually throw punches and stuff? Or
I don't know
like,
if she does that or if she just smart talks her way out of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Because she like owned a bully in a clip that I saw by just like putting him down and making him look like a piece of shit.
Okay.
And then everybody in the background laughed at him and like stood up for her. So
okay,
It's got that kind of thing. I don't think there's going to be a lot of punches thrown.
No, it's not an action game at all.
It's more of a... You really have to play it right. You have to put yourself into the angsty teenager role and think to yourself, what would she do? Not what I would do. What would she do? Like, I would probably punch the guy. She would probably say something smart-ass and make him feel like shit.
Right. Mm.
You little dick piece of shit, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. I kind of saw a little bit of that.
Taylor's playing it, and she's been making, like, good and bad choices, but she's like, every time I make a bad choice, like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Because she's, you know, her own personality is coming through on that. She's like, oh, because she was talking today, like, she's playing it, and there's a scene where the girl is in the car with, like, her dad or something, and she's, the dad is saying, he says something to her, and then it gives her the option to either make a smart-ass comment to the dad and kind of pick an argument with him, or just kind of, like, you know, take what's coming to her as far as like her getting kind of berated for doing something bad.
And that's kind of important too to the story, from my understanding.
Exactly, and that's why she's like, I don't like doing the bad stuff. But sometimes it's like it kind of is funny and kind of fun to just be like a, you know, a little asshole about mm-hmm. stuff. But yeah, she's like, oh, I did the bad thing and kind of got smart with him. Then I felt bad. I wanted to redo it, and I was like, eh, well, at least
you can always replay it.
Exactly. So
yeah, you're stuck with it for now.
it's pretty fun though. I mean, she enjoys. I enjoy watching her play more than me myself playing that type of game. That kind of game kind of makes me tired sometimes anymore. Yeah. Like walking around, looking at stuff. Look at this calendar on this wall, and look at these pictures mm-hmm. on this person's wall in their dorm room and stuff. You know, you're kind of doing all that stuff. And
does the price include all three? Or
yes. Well, no. You can buy the whole thing. I think it's like $24 for like all three episodes. Or you can
Seems
just
fair.
Buy them piecemeal. Just get
because they're like three hours each or something like that.
Something like that. I think if you buy just the game, just the first one, I think it's like $16, and then the rest of them, if you want them all, it's like $24 total.
I would just buy the whole thing. Probably.
Why not? I mean, $24 is nothing
for 9 hours
to
of content.
$24. If you want all of the all of it together,
so you get nine episodes. They're pretty consistent about releasing the next episodes fairly quickly. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is getting good marks as well from what I could tell. I think I lost my page.
It's an indie too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this is just episode one. Awake is the only one out right now.
Okay.
It's getting like, it got 77 out of 100 for Metacritic on PC, 78 out of 100 for PS4, and 79 out of 100 on Xbox One. So not bad.
And it's good it's a prelude to the.
To the original game.
Original game, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is how she meets the girl that becomes friends with. She becomes friends with.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
It's a pretty fun little thing. I mean, like I said, you're walking around and you're doing controlling the story for the most part, and getting a glimpse into her life and her friendships and stuff like that, and just dealing with life situations with her family and friends, and how you want to handle that stuff. So cool. If you like you know, Edith Finch or Gone Home and things like that, this is right up your alley.
Sweet. Yeah, I think you play as Max, right, in the second game. And in this one, you're playing as Chloe, who is her girlfriend.
Yeah.
Before she meets Max. And then she kind of meets her during the game or something. I don't know.
Right.
Max was the one who, if I'm getting the name right, is the one who could rewind time. So this person doesn't have any special abilities other than being a smartass.
Sounds like me.
Right. So, yeah. Check it out.
Awesome. Good deal.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, yeah, not much else going on. Unless you guys finish anything else recently? You been playing anything different besides?
Yeah, actually, I went back and I started playing Sunset. What was it called?
Overdrive.
Overdrive. Yes.
What?
Yeah, because nice. I never beat the game, and I went in and tried to play it, and it stuck me like right in the middle of the game, and I couldn't even remember how to play it. So you can't like have multiple saves. So I went into the game management and I deleted all the saves off the cloud and the console itself, and started a new game. And I'm playing it way better this time, getting better scores and everything on challenges and just having a good time. But I stopped playing that once Destiny came out. So who knows if I'll ever finish that game.
Yeah.
It's fun though.
Deaf.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things, man, like just one of those things you kind of jump into every once in a while when you have time and stuff. So.
And it's a single-player game. You don't need online. So
cool.
You don't have to have Xbox Live to play it.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah. Other than that, guys, I mean, that's pretty much our show today.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah.
I don't have much else either. I'm just ready to go see It tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited lucky for it,
you
too.
Be the
yeah,
shit.
I have tickets for it right after this.
It
so.
You lucky bastards.
Yeah.
It will be the shit. Can't wait.
I read the book. It was really good.
Yeah, awesome. I did too.
You need this movie in your life. Like, go see it this week with like with Nina or something, and check it out during the week, because mm-hmm. it's going to be good. One funny thing about this before we go. I guess there's a couple of movie theaters in Texas, or a specific movie theater. They're actually doing a big promotion for the movie, and they're encouraging people to come dressed as clowns.
Yes, I've seen some pictures of that.
That's awesome.
Like,
yeah.
Can you imagine sitting in that fucking theater, not getting that memo, and then you're walking around, and everyone has their clown outfits, and they're carrying the red balloons and shit, and they're just sitting there. You look to your left and your right, and they're just all around you. They're like, I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah, man, it sounds like crazy. A recipe for disaster.
I don't even have a clown phobia or anything, but I think that would fuck with me with a little too much.
Yeah, I agree.
Some douchebag would try to take it too far.
Yeah, no, it was one of his better better novels. I mean, this was like one of his first one of the first novels, really, you know, one of the first of the, or out of that group of the really good novels that he wrote in the beginning before he started going off into more psychological thriller type stuff, like Dolores Claiborne and other things. I like the monster stuff. So,
yeah, it's going to be good. So, yeah, check that out, guys. But otherwise, by the time you hear this, it'll probably be like the weekend's almost over. It's Saturday. So,
oh, we'll post it today.
Oh, well, there you go. Check it out. Other than that, guys, catch us on, email us. Excuse me. Email us at glitchtherapy@gmail.com if you want to ask us a question that we could read on the show for you, or if you just have comments, questions, concerns, etc., reach out to us through that email. Otherwise, if you want to support the show, you can do that one of a couple of ways. You can go to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/glitchtherapy for as little as $1 a month. You can support the show, and or you can even make one-time donations as well. So check that out if you're interested in doing that and helping the show out. Otherwise, you can help out in another way as well, which is by going and subscribing, rating, and reviewing us. Such a small thing for you to be able to do for us, and it helps us out a lot. Helps us climb the charts for other listeners like yourself, and so they're able to find us and listen to us too. So check that out.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. Otherwise, check out our other shows on our network, Nerd Trades Radio with Ben and the guys talking about all things DC and DC characters, comics, all that good stuff. Check those guys out. They have a great time over there on that show. And also check out Indie Comic Ninja with Dexter. He's doing indie comic reviews and creator interviews on that show. So
he's not doing that
is
anymore.
He not doing it anymore? Nope. What?
He's I didn't get the memo. Very long hiatus.
No. So, yeah, well, yeah. Still, he has content up, though. They can check it out.
I don't know if he does anymore or not.
Yeah, website.
I talked to him, and he said he's kind of taking a break, focusing on other things right now.
Well,
so,
you can try. Go to his website, indiecomic.ninja, and see if anything's going on there. I want to say it's still up, but you never know.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know.
Yeah, check that out.
Life does get in the way sometimes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It does.
Otherwise, where can we find everybody on social media?
Joel?
You can find me on Xbox Live and on PlayStation Network under Scorpio1969 and on Twitter under JoelGao1. And on Facebook, Joel Gao.
Cool.
That's it.
And you can find me, this is Ben, you can find me on Twitter at HeyBenzilla, that's HeyBenzilla. And I'm on PlayStation Plus as Benzilla with 3 L's.
Booyah. Jose had to take off early, but I'll go ahead and give his stuff a shout out. So you can look up Jose Ochoa on Instagram and Twitter. His handle is I'm Hipster Made, all one word. Well, you've heard it a million times, and it's funny that time. What
it's
is
just,
that?
It's just stupid. Sorry.
Anywho,
leave
Jose alone. Anyway, that's so I'm Hipster Made on both Instagram and Twitter, and then his handle on Xbox Live and PS4, I believe, is it's your senpai.
Yeah,
it's your senpai. Yep. If you want to catch up with me, at Nerdy Raimondo on Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, you want to check out the show and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. It's going to be at Glitch Therapy on there. And if you want to game with me, my handle on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network is Dirty Dimes. Otherwise, thanks for tuning in, everybody, and game on.
Game on.